Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Come on! Nate, are you ready?
I am ready.
I love it. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Nate Bailey is a speaker. He is an author, a podcast host. He is a coach, and he is an armed services veteran. Thank you for your service, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, you bet. So, I live in Minnesota, and I'm married. I've been married for going on almost 19 years now, which is an accomplishment, unfortunately, in today's day and age. And hasn't all been roses, but it's great. I have 3 kids, 12, 10, and 7. So definitely busy. I love doing like ultra marathon. I don't know if I should. I do ultra marathons. I don't know if I love doing them. I love it when I finish. But no, I enjoy pushing myself physically. I'm a coach, business coach, leadership. I have a podcast. George, you were just on my podcast not that long ago. Yep. And, you know, I'm an author, and everything that I do, it's a mission of mine to really impact other people's lives, specifically business owners and entrepreneurs, and more specifically, probably other people just like myself, married in business, trying to make a difference, trying to create a lifestyle that they want, former athletes that are kind of got that competitive edge. And just trying to do my little part here in this world to make an impact, make a difference.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. So I don't know if I love ultra marathons. I love it when I'm done with them. I think that there's probably a lot of good lessons there. You know, it's yes. Like we do a lot of tough things, not because it's the most fun, but because just because we have to, because there's value and we want a certain kind of life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big believer and proponent that if you really do take care of your body and you push yourself, and it doesn't have to be ultra marathons. It happens to be what I'm into, but you know, for some, it could be a 5K or a Tough Mudder or obstacle course or just a walk in the evening with your spouse or something like that, or your family. Right. But, I am definitely a big proponent that if we take care of our body, we push our body, we fuel it properly. And we do something a little bit uncomfortable every day, that will only help raise the levels of all other areas of life.
Yeah, and that's something that it's been on my mind quite a bit lately, and it seems it's such an obvious thing, at least once you actually put pen to paper, this idea of how can I live the life that I really want? And that's the real question, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's like that holy grail that people constantly are chasing. And, you know, I think the reality there is just like, you just got to figure out what it is that works best for you. And because, yeah, there's some great tips and tricks, but until you really start to kind of testing things out yourself, you know, it doesn't have to look any certain way as long as it works for you.
And that's, you know, it really just does have to work for you, because, yeah, you know, you could design the greatest training program for me to start running ultra marathons, but that's just never going to happen, right?
Yeah, right.
And there's a million different things that are like that. It's like, okay,
yeah,
I want to be just like Dave Ramsey, or I want to be just like Roger Federer, whatever. It's just that's the wrong way to go about it, right? You want to become the best possible version of you.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, this conversation's been coming up a bit too of you know, I talk at my podcast, Championship Leadership, and it's like, you got to lead the way that to what's true to you, right? If you try to be the leader like somebody else, like, you're going to fail because that's not you. Everybody leads a little bit differently. Everybody, you know, your life works a little bit different way. It's right now we're going through, we've had the rioting and the looting and caused through the George Floyd death up in Minneapolis here, not too far from me. And it's the same thing there. Like, a lot of people are asking people to speak up, and not everybody necessarily knows what to say or what to do. But and there's a lot of people that aren't speaking up on social media, but they are out peacefully protesting, or they are out having conversations with their family, or they're out in their neighborhoods helping to pick up. So, you know, we all respond differently to everything in life. And so it's not going to look the same for everyone. And that's, like, I think the biggest thing is just to realize that that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, it is. I think that every time that I try to be something that I'm not, which was for like 10 years of my professional career.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't result in a very rewarding experience.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, that sounds easy, but it does hard, right? So how do I actually, what work do I need to do to figure out, okay, what kind of leader am I? How do I want to show up?
Yeah, well, I think you do have to get in motion, and you do have to, you know, go lead, right? Go, you got to get in the game. You got to step on the field, right? Theodore Roosevelt, man in the arena. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got to be in the game. Don't be sitting in the sidelines or in the stands eating popcorn and drinking Diet Coke while everybody else is playing. Like, go step on the field, and you're going to learn. You're going to learn what works for you. You're going to learn how you lead the best. You're going to learn how you communicate and how you respond to others. You learn by moving, by doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is such an important first step, is to figure out what it is you're interested in doing, or if it is being a leader, seek out leadership positions, whatever it really is. Yep. You just got to start doing it. And yeah, I think also something that for me, I need to remind myself of, and to remind myself to give other people is patience and grace, because I'm going to make mistakes. And we were talking a little bit about, we're having this conversation on June 5th, and we're talking about how like there's a lot of people, myself included, who are nervous to be talking about the Black Lives Matter thing, which is what you were just talking about a minute ago.
Yep.
Just because I know that I'm going to make mistakes. I know that I'm going to say things that aren't necessarily, they may be my opinion right now, but I have the capacity to learn and evolve as I take in new information. And it seems like a lot of that might be lost these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been talking about that a lot, as well as, you know, having the conversations, and as well as just being, I believe the only way that we're really all going to come together and unite and really hopefully put, you know, I don't know that you ever get rid of racism, but really, like, take a significant step to put that, like, just behind us, is by being open. You know, if you look at it from like a political standpoint, so it's like there's two sides. Is that all there really has to be? Like, can we not just be open and have a perspective, be open to possibilities, try other people's perspectives on, to like just really kind of attempt to feel what it would be like to be in someone else's shoes that grew up in a different environment, different culture. You know, I mean, I talked to a guy that he has a travel business. He travels all over the world. He's like, that's the greatest thing. The greatest thing that people should do is just to go travel, because you go around to all these different cultures and across the world. And he's like, you realize that we're really not that different at all. And it's just to open your eyes, you know, because a lot of us, you're just kind of in your little bubble and your little area. And you know, a lot of times, because you're comfortable there, you don't get outside of that. And I think that is a big part of just misunderstanding. And then when you do, unfortunately, when people do open their mouths and attempt to share their opinions, you know, like you said, a lot of times we get crucified for it, and then you don't want to, and then that makes you not want to.
Yeah.
And so it's tough. It is. It's not a easy solution.
No. I think that's such great advice about traveling and going around and experiencing the different ways that people live. But the reality is that although they might live a little bit differently and their food might taste a little bit different and stuff like that, they're fundamentally pretty similar to you and I. And
yeah,
they probably want pretty similar things to you and I. But it's really it's that perspective, like what you're talking about. We're in bubbles. And these days it's like we're on the internet just seeking confirmation for what we think and not expanding that perspective.
Yeah, and that's natural. You know, it is, right? You want to be liked, you want to be accepted. You know, the reality is to really make a difference, you know, they say it, people, whoever they are, right? But they say it all the time. Like if everybody's agreeing with you, you're probably not playing big enough, or maybe you're not even speaking up loud enough, because in order to really make a difference and take a stand for what you believe is right, that's going to require you to have some of those, I guess you could call them haters, or you could call them just like maybe people that have differing opinions. And I think that's good too. It's healthy. It's like differing opinions is great, because then it keeps the conversation moving.
Oh, for sure. And yeah, you're right. I think that's the term, right? If you don't have any haters, then you're doing it wrong. And
yeah.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. You know, obviously the danger, which we all know, is that then you just become some sort of an a-hole or a douchebag spouting off nonsense just for the sake of being contrary. And that just goes back to, you know, actually do the work and figure out what you think about things. Yeah. And then do your best to have an honest discourse about it. And then you're not just, you know, I was going to say throwing firebombs, but that would be very, very insensitive, because that's actually happening. So
yeah, right.
Being whatever. Stop being an asshole, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just to be one, right? Like just being an asshole to be an asshole. It's like, you know, if you have an opinion and you believe in that, and like, you know, be willing to put that out there, or a stance, I guess, you know, put that out there if that's what you believe in, and, you know, be open that could change over time. You said that earlier, right? Just, you know, hey, just because it's what I believe now doesn't mean that if I get a different perspective, or if I have a conversation, I gather more information that, you know, I'm not the same person today that I was even a year ago. My thoughts and beliefs continue to shift and change over time, all the time.
Such a huge part of being a good and effective leader is knowing what your principles are, having some kind of a code. And it doesn't mean that it's the same as it was when I was 15 years old, because things can evolve and hopefully do evolve. We hopefully do learn over time. But that's who I think that we all look up to, are people that we view as, well, that guy or that gal sure does know what they believe in, and they're standing up for what they really believe in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're spot on there. Cause I'm sure there's probably people that come to your mind, people that come to my mind that I grew up around, or that I'll come in contact with today, that, you know, there's something special about somebody that really knows who they are and what they believe in, and they're willing to stand up for it. Like, because it is so difficult to do that, or it feels like it is. And maybe it's not, right? Maybe it's not. Maybe you should try it on, and you might realize that it's really not as difficult as you perceive it to be. But yeah, it's special when you run into those people that really know who they are and what they believe in, and they're willing to take a stand for that.
Yeah. It's such an interesting time.
It is. When 2020, we're gonna remember this time. Like, and I had this conversation yesterday with my roommate from college in Minneapolis, and you know, we were talking about everything that's going on, and he said something. He was like, I think he asks himself the question, like, what does he want the answer to be once, because 2020 is going to go down in history. Kids that aren't even born yet are going to be, this is going to be in their school books and their history books, learning about 2020. And when they come and ask him the question, like, well, what did you do during that time to make things different? he wants to be able to be proud of the answer that he gives. And I think that was a great, that really stuck with me of like, oh man, that's a great perspective. Like, what am I doing now? What is my answer going to be when my kids or someone that isn't even born yet 30 years from now says, hey, like, do you remember those times? And, you know, what did you do to help or make a difference?
Yeah. I think that's a good way to think about it for sure. And with social media these days, it's like, okay, do I feel obligated to say something about everything that's coming along? Because,
yeah,
you know, this too, there's going to be the next thing, whatever it is. If it's another conversation about gun control or whatever, it's just going to be something else. And am I in a position, am I equipped, am I interested in formulating an opinion and coming up with really what I really believe about all these issues? And I certainly don't think that you have to. But again, that's just something that I'm sort of kicking around in my head.
Yeah. I have felt the same way, you know, and I asked that question, you know, and I think, you know, what for this situation, right? George Floyd, I did not watch the video. I know that it was wrong and that really it was essentially a murder, right? The comment from my conversation yesterday was like, hey, there isn't really a middle ground there, right? Like, it was wrong in a lot of ways. And so, like, what side are you on? And so, you know, the conversation is for us to really move forward is for people like myself, being white and having a little bit of influence online, is to at least make it known that that's not right and the changes definitely do need to be made. And then I don't know where else to take it from there. But, yeah, that's a part of the reason that, like, I just feel – what I can do is have conversations like this today, and I can have conversations like I've had yesterday. But at the same time, I'm probably not going to be the guy that's going to be making posts two times a day, you know, putting out my opinions and things like that. Like, I love the conversations. I think it does help to move things forward. And also there's other, you know, it's kind of like, don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing. Right. So if I want to do some good, like, if I'm going to donate money to a charity, I don't necessarily, you know, you got the option to make your name known or stay anonymous. And you can have the option to go out and get in your community and be involved and not have to let everybody know that you're doing it either.
Yeah. Well, I think amen to that 100%. And when you're talking about what your buddy was saying, you know, 30 years from now, when people ask me, how did I handle the situation? That's probably, that's such an important question right there. You ask yourself that question and you say, okay, how will I answer that? And how do I want to answer that? Am I somebody who didn't do anything at all? Am I somebody who was out protesting? Was I out rioting? Was I posting stuff on social media?
Right.
Did I say this is all BS? And COVID's not real, or COVID is real, you know? It's just how were you showing up?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's you know, it's 2020 is crazy, and we're not talking about COVID anymore, which is also interesting, right? It's like, what the heck happened to COVID and everything else that's going on? And it's just like, man, what's next, right? So I've always felt that there's way more good in our life than there is bad. Like, the message kind of gets put down our throat that, like, the world is really a bad, dark place. And I definitely disagree with that even to this day. But there is also some steps that we can take to become much better.
Yeah, I totally agree, man, all the time. Well, Nate, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Uh-oh. All right. Well, you know, I think for me, I guess really kind of the theme of our conversation is just to be you, right? Like, leadership starts with you first. So you got to lead yourself before you go lead somebody else. You know, in today's environment, if there's a difference that you want to make with what's going on, social injustice and racism and fighting that and making our country better and just loving all people the way that I believe, obviously, that we should, is just to love all people. No one's better or worse than anyone else. We're all created equal. And to show that by, you know, helping out and making a difference in the way that is right and natural for you, and to start making some of those changes inside of yourself, whether it's, you know, you want to lose a little bit of weight or get fit or make a little bit more money or have a better relationship with your family, is to, you know, to start just testing and tweaking things a little bit at a time to figure out what works for you inside of your life. And as you start to figure that and fine tune that, you just keep moving forward.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Nate, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I have, you know, I'm getting a big new makeover on my website right now. So I would just go check that out. NateBaileySpeaks.com.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Nate your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to NateBaileySpeaks.com. Check out all the great stuff he's got on there. What's the name of the podcast?
Championship Leadership.
And check out the Championship Leadership podcast as well. Thank you again, Nate.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online boot camp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.